Hello, everybody, and good afternoon. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by Shurer Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Also by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. Motor vehicle crashes last September and October that ended in deaths are under review for possible criminal charges. The police reports involved the September 16th collision between a motor vehicle and a bicycle in Forester Township that claimed the life of a 60-year-old bicyclist, and the October 6th multi-vehicle crash in Watertown Township that ended up in the death of a 62-year-old Sandusky driver. The reports are being submitted for prosecutorial review, said Sanilac County Under Sheriff Nathan Smith. Any charging determinations will be made by the prosecutor's office based on their evaluation of the reports. The names of the 55-year-old Deckerville driver in the September 16th crash and the 22-year-old Sandusky driver in the October 6th crash have not been released pending possible criminal charges. A 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single-vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevrolet Silverado left the roadway and overturned in the north side ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLarenport Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts, and airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not been released.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of the latest additions to our primary care team at Shurer Health. A native of Cass City, we're grateful to have her back in the Thumb of Michigan. So Dr. Milligan, just how excited are you to be back home?
I'm so excited. Medical training is like, you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and so you're constantly moving. And so one of the things I'm most excited about is just planting some roots and just being here and really starting to build relationships with patients, with staff, and really just feel like I'm getting that foothold in the community and getting to use all of this education and experience that I've had and really be able to just fulfill my dream of being a rural physician.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Shurer Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to Shurer.org. Shurer Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Millington's Caitlin R. Wiggins was ordered to spend 5 years in prison January 14th. Alexis M. Reitz, 21 of Millington, died when a drunken driver, Millington's Caitlin R. Wiggins, caused a three-vehicle crash on East Birch Run Road in Saginaw County on November 16, 2024, and Wiggins was sentenced to prison for 5 years. Wiggins, now 32, was a substitute teacher and an employee at a Red Lobster restaurant when police say she caused the crash on East Birch Run Road in Saginaw County's Birch Run Township. Reitz, daughter of Reese Police Department Officer Matthew Reitz, died after the crash. Wiggins pleaded no contest to operating a vehicle while having a high blood alcohol content causing death with a prior conviction, and operating a vehicle while having a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury with a prior conviction. She also pleaded no contest to operating a motor vehicle without insurance.
Ashley and Bad Axe is turning winter into winning with our winter blowout sale through February 2nd. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to update your home, this is it. Save up to 30% off store-wide and enjoy 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing. The Ashley Winter Blowout Sale is the best time to shop our one-and-done clearance, but you need to hurry in because once they're gone, they're gone. Up to 60% off original price on the final pieces of some of our most popular collections. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. All priced to go. You'll find sectionals starting at just $888, a complete bedroom set at half off, a dining set for eight for just $988, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $288. And if you love accessories, this is your paradise. Select glass art is 60% off, coastal art 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. The winter blowout sale, only at Ashley and Bad Axe. See store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, DIFS, is encouraging residents to review their insurance policies and take preventive steps as more winter storms approach the state. Officials warn that snow, ice, and freezing temperatures often lead to costly damage such as burst pipes, roof leaks, and vehicle accidents. DIFS Director Anita Fox said many consumers are caught off guard each year by winter-related losses and urged residents to confirm their coverage before problems occur. She noted that reviewing policies and speaking with an insurance agent can help reduce financial stress if a claim becomes necessary. The department recommends homeowners keep indoor temperatures above 55 degrees, insulate exposed pipes, and clear gutters and heavy snow from roofs. Residents are also advised to prepare for possible power outages by keeping emergency supplies on hand and checking whether their policies cover spoiled food or temporary living costs. Drivers are urged to understand whether they have collision or comprehensive auto coverage for winter-related accidents, falling debris, or flooding, and to plan for deductibles. Travelers should review travel insurance options in case winter weather disrupts the trip. Consumers with questions about insurance or financial services can contact DIFS at 877-999-6442.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do It Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
So many things went wrong last January 29th to contribute to the collision between an airliner and a U.S. Army helicopter that killed 67 people that the National Transportation Safety Board isn't likely to identify a single cause at its hearing. Instead, the investigators tomorrow will detail all the things they found that played a role in the crash near Washington, D.C., and the board will recommend changes that should be made to prevent a similar event from happening again. Family members of the victims hope those suggestions won't be ignored the same way many past NTSB recommendations have been after other crashes. And negotiations to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine are showing signs of progress, but major challenges remain, according to a senior Kremlin official. Talks between Ukraine, Russia, and the United States and Abu Dhabi were described as constructive, with another round planned for next week. However, no major breakthroughs have been reported. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also called the talks constructive and mentioned that a document for U.S. security guarantees is ready but needs formal signing. Meanwhile, the war continues, with both sides engaging in drone attacks over the weekend. Negotiators will meet again in early February. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Shurer Hospital, Are You Sure?, Ashley Home Store, and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I have three obituaries to mention this afternoon. Doris Jean Hegedin, 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away Thursday, January 22nd. She was born on January 2nd, 1934, in Detroit. Doris and Charles R. Hagedin were united in marriage on September 19, 1953 in Kindy. Doris is survived by her children, Jeannie, Robert, Nancy, Paul, and Diane. 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Doris will be Thursday, January 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Visitation for Doris will be Wednesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund. Memorials can be shared at ramseyfh.com. Vita Vicky Chrisman, aged 80, passed away January 22nd. Born on May 12, 1945 in Detroit, Michigan. Vicky is survived by her husband of 50 years, Jeff Chrisman, her children Barbara, Robert, and Jeffrey, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren. A celebration of Vicky's life will be held on January 30th at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Beverly Bev Ann Brilett passed away on January 25th. She was born on June 22nd, 1947 in Owendale. Beverly married the late Ernest Stanley Brilett on December 7, 1974. Beverly is survived by her 3 daughters, Amy Jo, Carrie Ann, Dawn Marie, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of Beverly's life will be held on Wednesday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church of the Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the family of Beverly Brilett in the care of Don Eisler. Condolences may be shared with the family at mcalpinefuneralhome.com.